I've lived here for over 21 years, haven't moved from Brisbane. I have two daughters that live here, and I've had five grandchildren born here, and two little young ones go to school here. I've always involved myself in the community, being a member of the fishing and boating club, the men's shed, served as vice president of the golf club, treasurer and now chairman of the Mossman Bowls Club. I nor any of my family have any vested interest in the Shire. I have no conflict of interest or political ambitions outside of becoming a councillor. I will devote my full time as a councillor, apart from the volunteer organisations that I help. I care about a community. I want a good environment for my children and grandchildren to live in. I care about our tourism that provides the bulk of employment in the Shire. This area is one of the most sought-out tourist destinations on the planet. We can't run out of water. I care about our farming community and the effect of the closure of the Mossman Mill will have. I believe that under the previous council leadership, money has been wasted. Purchasing a ferry for $5 million when that money could have been used to secure our water supply. I look forward to a new mayor that I can work cooperatively with to achieve the important outcomes for our Shire. I'd like to see our parks and children's play area better maintained. I believe councils should be more proactive in safety, particularly in regard to children. Many of you remember the four-year-old that was killed by a falling palm in Douglas years ago. I would like to see council work better with the volunteer organisations that do such a wonderful job in our community. Many of you have suffered with Cyclone Jasper. My heart goes out to those businesses that had to close or turn away customers because we had no water. One barista I was talking to was melting ice to get water for the coffee. There are solutions to securing our water. They have been identified as far back as 2016. In that report, it was identified that we need another inlet on the Mossman River to secure the Port Douglas, Craiglee, and Mossman Port Douglas water supply. Some people have come here from other areas think we have a dam here. We don't have a water storage at all, apart from tanks that we have, which provides 2 or 3 days of water. I'm a fighter. I'll fight for our community, and I've had a lot of life experiences. Thank you for listening.